Okay, so today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Naveen Krishna Prabhuji with us. Before we proceed with the class, may I quickly hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to briefly introduce him, please?
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We are so happy to have His Grace Naveen Krishna Prabhuji with us today. Naveen Krishna Prabhu currently resides in Columbus, Ohio, with his wife, Bharjabhakti Devi, and two sons, Narahari. Prabhuji first met devotees in Portland, Oregon in 1998 and was introduced to Krishna consciousness. He is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and has accepted his first initiation in 2002 and his second in 2004 in New Vrindavan. He is actively engaged in various services in the Columbus Temple management, such as board of directors, congregation development, traditional bhakti viksha programs, Ohio State University College, preaching programs, deity services, facilitating visiting guests, and he also helps with festival coordination. Thank you so much for your valuable association, Prabhuji. Kindly take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity. Really grateful to say something in the Bhakti Sangha. Is am I audible? Should I speak a little bit louder? Is it okay?
Yes, we can hear you, Prabhuji. It's
Okay.
good.
So today's verse, can I share?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. Can you see my screen?
Yes, Prabhuji, you can see.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 5.5th canto, 3rd chapter, verse 4 and 5. Before we read it, I just want to offer my prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayeti Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Sri Gurum Dina Tarinam Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि पांचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण We directly read Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 3, and verse 4 and 5. Ripvija uvacha arhasi mukur arhatta mahanam asmakam anupathanam namo nama iti etavat sat upasitam koktahati मान प्रकृति गुणा व्यातिकारा मतिर अनीश ईश्वरस्य पुरुष परस्य प्रकृति पुरुषयोर अर्वात्ताना भिर नाम रूपाकृति भी रूप निरूपानाम सकल जन निखाया विचिना निरसना सेवतमा प्रवर गुण गुणै कदेश कथानात्रिते Word to word translation. Ritvija Vacha, the priest said, Arhasi, please accept. Again and again. Arhatama, O most exalted, worshipable person. Arhanam, offering of worship. Asmakam, of us. Anupathanam, who are your servants? Nama, respectable obeisances. Nama, respectable obeisances. He thus, etavat, so far, sat, by exalted personalities. Upaksitam, instructed. Kha, what? Arhati, is able to make. Uman, man. Prakriti, of material nature. Guna, of the modes. Vyatikara, in the transformations. Mati, whose mind is absorbed. Anisaha, who is most incapable. Ishwarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parasya, beyond. Prakriti, Purushayo, jurisdiction of three modes of material nature. Arvaktanabhi, which do not reach up to or which are of this material. Nama Rupa Akritibhi, the names, forms and qualities, Rupa, of your nature or position. Nirupanam, ascertainment, perception. Sakala, all, Jana Nikaya, of mankind. Vijina, sinful actions. Nirasana, which wipe out. Sivatama, most auspicious. Ravara, excellent. Gunakana, of transcendental qualities. Ekadesha, one part. Kathanath, by speaking. Rite, expert. Translation by Stephen Gase, S.C. Bhaktivinoda Srila Prabhupada. The priest began to offer prayers to Lord, saying, O most worshipable one, who are simply your servants, although you are full in yourself, please, out of your causeless mercy, accept a little service from us, your eternal servants. We are not actually aware of your transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectable obeisances again and again, as instructed by Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. Materialistic living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect. But you are above jurisdiction of all material conceptions. Your fame, form, and qualities are all transcendental and beyond the conception of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? In the material world, we can perceive only material names and qualities. We have no other power than to offer our respectful obeisances and praise unto you, transcendental person. The chanting of your auspicious transcendental qualities will the sins of all mankind. That is the most auspicious activity for us. And we can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Small purport, I'll read it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with the material perception. Even the impersonalist Shankaracharya says, Narayana Paro Vyaktat. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond the material conception. We cannot concoct the form and attributes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We must simply accept the description given in the Vedic literature about Lord's form and activities, as stated in Brahma Samhita 5.29. Intamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha lakshavate susurabhi ravipalayantam. Lakshmi sahasra sata samhrama sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor, who is tending the cows, yielding all desires in abodes filled with spiritual germs and surrounded by millions of purposefulness. He is always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. We can have some conception of the absolute truth, his form and his attributes, simply by reading the description given in the Vedic literatures, authoritative statements given by exalted personalities like Brahma, Narada, Shakyamuni Goswami, and others. Srila Rupa Goswami says, Patasri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Vihyam Indriyaha. We cannot conceive the name, form, and qualities of Sri Krishna through our material senses. Because of this, other names of the Lord are Adoktaja and Aprakrata, which indicates that he is beyond any material senses. out of his causeless mercy upon his devotees, the Lord appeared before Maharaj Nabhi. Similarly, when you are engaged in the Lord's devotion service, the Lord reveals himself to us. Sevon Kohi Jihwado Swayam Evaspurat Adaha. This is the only way to understand Supreme Personality of Godhead as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyama Babichanati Yavanya Chasm Tattataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotion service. There is no other way. We have to hear from authorities and from the Shastras and consider the Supreme Lord in terms of their statements. We cannot imagine or concoct forms and attributes of the Lord. They enter purport. And I'll stop sharing. So, this is the first time I'm speaking in Bhakti Sangha, but I heard many times. My wife, Prajapati, dies every day. I also hear most of the times. Sometimes I don't. It's become very popular and famous. And thank you for all the devotees who started initially humbly and it's become, Krishna really blessed them. So it's become so popular and it's that creating an environment where whoever it may be, wherever they may be, they could be able to join this course and taking advantage of hearing about Krishna, reading about Krishna, and then in the first thing in the morning. So there's a series of these verses going on every day. So today's topic is talking about Nabhi, Maharaj Nabhi, and his priest. They are glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. They were doing austerities and princess and the Lord appeared in front of them, direct, and then they're offering prayers. So a little history, those who joined, missed a couple of classes in the past. I just want to say the context. So Brahma created a Manu, Swayambhu Manu, and he also created Satarupa. So through that marriage, so they have five children, Priyavrat, Uttanapad, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. So Priyavrat, eventually, he left his duty as king, and then he took the devotion path, and he was a brahmachari for a long time. Then after that, his brother Uttanapad, and then who is the father of Dhruva and Uttama, he continued the rule in the world. And then, of course, three daughters, Akuti, Devahuti, Prasuti. The Akuti married Ruchi, Devahuti married Kardama, and Prasuti married Daksha. So eventually the things happened, many, many stories we heard in the past. And then from our discussion perspective, so Priyavrat came back again by the instructions of Swayambhu Manu, Narada Muni and Brahma. And then he married Vahismati, celestial. She's the daughter of Vishwakarma. And then through which they have 10 sons. Seven are Grihastas, three are Sannyasis. And then his second wife, through him they begot three children, they have become Manus. So now son of Priyavrat is Agnidra. He married Purvachitti, the celestial lady, and through which they got a big son, nine sons, and they all married nine different daughters of Manu. So for subject of today, the son of Agnidra, Nabhi, who doesn't have a son, he wants to have a son. So with his help of his priest, they are glorifying the Lord. Lord appeared. So that is the context. Now, from here we can discuss about the prayers of the priest. So Nabhi not started praying yet, but on behalf of him, his priests are praying, whatever the translation we heard. So let's talk about for a couple of minutes. So what is this glorification? So glorification of Lord, why devotees do, and while we do, what happens? So we will talk about a little bit of technical details here to set the mood, because sometimes reading can be mechanical or devotion service can be mechanical, because if there is more time invested consciously, then the realm of devotion service will be rectified. Very susukumukattam, very beautiful and tasteful. So this Bhagavad Purana is two kinds, Puranas and then Itihas. Purana, which is called Purana, which is very old, what happened in the past. Itihas, that which happened. There is a true Itihas, Mahabharata Ramayana. So Purana is actually, it's not in a sequential. So it goes by theme basis. So there are so many Puranas, 18 Puranas, Upuranas, like in Vedas, Upanishads, everything is compiled by Vedavyas. And they actually describes different themes. So for this particular theme of Navi having a children, having a desire to children. So then the concept of so many aspects has been explained in the Puranas. There's many Puranas, Agni Puranas, Skanda Puranas, there's so many Puranas, right now Bhagavad Purana. But as far as Itihas is concerned, they go in a sequential. They take a life of one person and then they go from appearance to disappearance. So that's how the difference between Purana and Itihas. So this Itihas, when we read Puranas or Itihas, it's been explained. There's a three kinds of aspects or three kinds of ways the people do it. So first is Swadharma, second is Swabhava, and the third is Swarupa. So first two are, can be material also. Swadharma, like if you take a Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna doesn't want to fight, and Krishna is giving the reason why you should fight, and Arjuna is giving the reasons why not to fight. His reasons not to fight is based on two things, Swadharma and Swabhava, which concocted, which based on my conception. That's a purport, and Prabhupada also saying this verse. So there are many ways we can try to understand our own way to see the world. Because what is inside, that's what comes out. So Krishna is adokshita, is beyond the realm of Swadharma and Swabhava. Because Swadharma and Swabhava, by Krishna's perspective, Krishna's definition, what is there. But living entity under the spell of Maya, we have our own way of understanding Swadharma and Swabhava. So what is our duty? What not to do? What is my nature? This and that. There's so many things. We fill in the blank many times. But it has been recommended that when we read Bhagavad Gita, or when we practice devotional service, or when we read Upanishads, or any scriptural, or Srimad Bhagavatam, so we should be in the mood of Swarupa, which is our eternal position. Aham Brahmasmi. Jivera Swarupa Nityara Krishna Rasa. That means I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. We set that mood, and if we understand from there, then things will fall in place. That's what exactly priests are praying for. So, and it's also called, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, like that, there is a study of philosophies for one is to apply, and also when you apply, it's a transformation happens. Otherwise, if you just read, if there's nothing happens, it's like Prabhupada said, eating food, but it's not satisfying because something that this is. Because we all have a disease, I'm talking about myself, material disease. So when we read, it has to happen something in the heart, change of heart, a character, like you know, so many things has to happen. So there's a four categories explained in Tattva Sankalpa, which is like Sambandha, Abhidhyaya, and Prayojana. So these three things should be understood as sadhaka very, very carefully. Is also in the psychology or physiology, there's a four categories. Even the material world is called metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, and aesthetics. So same thing in even material world, when people want to read, these are the four categories are there. Exact the spiritual realm also, contrary to that, they also mention Sambandha, Abhidhaya, and Prayojana. It's a different discussion some other time. So, but one has to understand. So even Narada Pancharatra says that Sarvopadi Vinumuktam Tatparvena Nimmalam Shikesha Shikena Shikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti or devotion service means engaging our senses to please Supreme Lord Krishna's senses. Please him, who is the master of the senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto Supreme Lord, there are a lot of things happens. So why? When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, as I said, when we eat prasadam, we have to be satisfied. Otherwise, if we're eating, if you're still hungry, there's something wrong. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we chant, this is something has to happen. There's a litmus test for each individual during the sadhaka stage. One is freed from the material designations. Senses are purified. And we know Krishna and his energies, Shakti and Shaktiman. And of course, as I said, it gets purification. And the most beautiful things happen. Soka Moha Bhaya. Soka Moha Bhaya. Lamentation, illusion, and fear will be eradicated. And then bhakti develops. That is the most important. And it's also in Rupa Goswami says in Tattva Sandarbha, Vacha Vachaka Sambandha. As I said, Sambandha Vidya Priyojana. So Adhikari, one is one who reads scripture. What is your Adhikar? What is my qualification? I don't have qualification. That is the first qualification. I think that I have a qualification, I want to read. So let me see what is there, or like, you know, challenging. So we can read like a novel or a book, but doesn't happen anything. So first, establishing Adhikar. So Tadviti Praniprasne, Praniprasne Sele, Upadekshanti Jnana, Jnanina Tattva Darshana, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, humbly approaching Srimad Bhagavatam, who is a personification of Krishna. So Krishna, I want to understand, but I know I cannot understand you. By your causeless mercy, by Kripa of Guru on you, I'm trying so that you reveal from within. So that's the first stage. Second is Sambandha, establishing the last relationship. We already have a relationship, so re-establishing the relationship. The next is Vishaya, the subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, which is Abhideya. So when we move on and then start practicing sadhana bhakti, then eventually we come to the stage of prayojana, which is the goal of life at the perfection stage. So these things happen. Otherwise, what happened? So we read it, we hear it, then somebody asks, what did you read it? We have to scratch your head. Most of the time, if you read 1 hour class, if somebody asks to reproduce it, how much time we can reproduce the same thing? How many minutes? We'll have to go back from scratch. But if the mood is set, reading, purpose of reading, if you set a sankalpa, and then eventually we can reproduce as much as you heard it. And people also take the notes and also make the journals so that the Kali Yuga brain sometimes we can forget. So now coming to the point of Nabi, then eventually further verses it says that Lord Rishabhadev appeared. So one of the desire of the priests is that they were telling way of Nabi, so please give us a son like you. But there's nobody like Krishna. So Krishna has to become, or Krishna has to become his son. He's Lord Rishabhadev. When Lord appears, there's two kinds of avatars, Nitya avatar and Naimittika avatar. Nitya avatar means Lord resides in spiritual world, and the same avatar also comes to the material world, like Narsingadev, Ram, like Vamana. So he was there eternally, he also comes. It's called Nitya avataras. The second is Naimittika avataras. So Naimittika avatars may not be in the spiritual world, but they expand for the purpose of many, many categories. There's a 6 categories. There's Purusha avataras, Yuga avataras, Leela avataras, Guna avataras, Manmanta avataras, and Shakti Avesha avataras. So Purusha avataras, you know, three Vishnus, Karanodaksha Mahavishnu, Garbhodaksha Mahavishnu, Shirodak Mahavishnu. Yuga avataras, like, you know, there are 4 Yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, every Yuga, Krishna Vishnu comes in many, many avataras. We heard that in the past. And Leela avataras, like Matsya avatara, Narayanarayan Rishi, Narasimha, like Vamana. Rishabhadevi is also Leela avataras. Then there's a Guna avataras, like, you know, Vishnu in mode of, is in charge of mode of goodness. And Brahma in the in charge of passion. And then Shiva, who's in charge of ignorance. He's not in ignorance, but he's in charge of ignorance. And he is also Shivaratri. All glories to Lord Shiva. And then Manmanta avataras. Every day of Brahma, there's 14 Manus. Right now, there's 7th Manu, Vaivasvata Manu going on. And then Rishabhadev appeared in the Manu of Daksha Savani. And then in that perspective, Rishabhadev is also considered as a Leela avatar. He's also considered a Manmanta avatar. So he's not Manu, but one of the Manu, Vishnu, came as Rishabhadev. So it's called Manmantha avatar. Of course, last one is a Shakti Avish avatar. Narada Muni, Vidhu Maharaj, Parashuram, Vedavyas, Kumaras, they're all comes under Shakti Avish avatar. So now, when the priests are praying, we discussed Vishnu Bhagavatam and then pretext, what is the context we discussed. And then now, when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we're discussing what happens. So three main things happen. Pusti, pusti, and samvusti. That means nourishment. We feel very happy. We feel energized. If you pay attention. Otherwise, I can be listening. My mind is somewhere else. So if you bring back with a gratitude, a grateful heart, I don't deserve, but as so kind that he's revealing himself to his devotees. When we have that kind of mood, when we're reading Bhagavatam or hearing Bhagavatam, and then tusti happens, which is nourishment. Next is when we nourish us, we get pusti, which is a strength, spiritual strength. There's a material strength which comes for karma. Pusti, which is a spiritual strength, is not based on the karma. It's based on our endeavor and Krishna's mercy. Third is samtusti, and then we are fully satisfied. Prabhupada said many times, when we cannot expect peace, we cannot expect happiness when there is no peace. So the satisfaction happens as a samtusti when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So tusti, pusti, and samtusti, that means nourishment, strength, and satisfaction. Then when this happens, we want to hear more, we want to chant more, we want to share more. So that's a test. When we read, but we are not sharing, that means there's one of the things is lacking. We're missing one of the things. So when we read in a mood of to share with others, and Krishna will empower us. This is a very, very important point. And then priest also saying that all these qualities, oh Lord, you are so merciful. I have no qualities. I have no qualification. You cause less mercy. So like that. So they were saying that, if I remember exactly, the priest began to saying that, O most worshipable one, we are simply your servants. Although you are full in yourself, please, out of a causeless mercy, accept little service from us. What can we do to our Lord? He is giving us everything what we have. But offering the same what we have, in the mood in which, that's what attracts Krishna's mercy. So Krishna always gives, in the spiritual path. So he's such a master. He gives experience first and the test later. In the material world, the test comes first, experience comes later. I'm sure devotees would have heard this before. And then further, in translation, the priests are saying, we are not actually aware of a transcendental form, but we can simply offer our respectable obeisances again and again, as instructed by Vedic literatures and authorized acharyas. It's a beautiful point here. So I can't concoct. We cannot concoct. It's already there. Possibly anybody can ask a question. It's already been asked in the past, especially in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavad. So our questions are questions based on those questions. So, but how do we understand? Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in 7.26, Vedaham samatitani var. We cannot understand, but he reveals from within. So that's when Krishna says, I reveal. Hardly anybody knows about me. But the devotees who are trying to know, based on Krishna's mercy, they will know him. He also says in 18.55, Bhaktya mam vijanati yavanyaschasatattah patomantah. He says, only through bhakti I can be known. Even the priest are saying, only through devotion path, Krishna can be known. Why? Bhakta ananya saha aham evam vidajna natun dishnuta tatvena pravestuntat parantaba. Because the bhakti realm is a secret, it's a confidential. Only the Krishna and his empowered devotees, based on this mercy, will be given an invitation so that we can enter into the realm of that secrecy, that confidential thing. It says in Bhagavad Gita 11.54. And then further, priest says, Living entities are very much attracted to the modes of material nature, and therefore they are never perfect, but you are above the jurisdiction of material concepts. And then one time, my own experience, one time I went to Mayapur, 2004, 19. So I went to Mayapur, took Darshan. I also visited Rajapur, Jagannath Balasubhadra. Very nice. There was a summer, and being in South India, when I went there, and I saw the mango trees, which was very, very nice. And after that, I came back to the main temple, and there was thousands of people. There's a festival going on. I was in some corner, sitting in the corner, and then chanting. There's a deity of Garuda. I was right next to him, I was sitting there chanting. And after chanting, I saw one lady, Mataji, who was a devotee of my devotee's mother. Then I saw her and she called me. I went there. When I went there, right next to her, there was a brahmachari. I never met him and he doesn't know me. Then I was speaking with her. Suddenly the brahmachari had a plastic cover and he gave it to me. I was surprised. What is that? These are the mangoes from Rajapur temple. I was so bewildered. There's only me and Jagannath knows, nobody knows. Because when I went to Rajapur and I saw the mangoes, I had a desire. I wished I can taste these mangoes. And I thought, it's pretty bad. I should not think like that. It's not belongs to me. This is the Lord. And then I just came out. But somehow, out of thousands, he sent this brahmachari in the plastic cover. I think three or four mangoes. The insignificant person who's me, Naveen Krishna, no one knows. I have no good quality. But however, those in the path of bhakti, no matter what happens, whoever it may be, but if you have a desire, even if it is not a sincere desire, Krishna is looking an opportunity, looking for opportunity to reciprocate. I'm sure we all have the similar stories, so many of us. These small things, which gives us tusti, pusti, and santusti, which gives us the nourishment, boost, and conviction to chant more better rounds, like an associate more, read more, and do devotion service. And Krishna is a reciprocator. So this will go on in the path of devotees, life as part of sadhana. And further they say that your name, form, and qualities are transcendental and beyond the conceptions of experimental knowledge. Indeed, who can conceive of you? Nobody cannot conceive Krishna. As we started class, understand that I cannot understand Krishna, that's the right understanding. But doesn't mean that we stop understanding, but we try to do our best, and Krishna reveals. It's 7:57. I just want to take a few more minutes to talk about one more main important point. Is they say that the qualities of, they said the chanting of your wash, which is transcendental qualities, will wipe out the sins of all mankind. So this piece that's emphasizing chanting. So let's talk about a few things. So we all chant certain number of rounds, but sometimes chanting can be mechanical or another thing to do it because I committed or I took initiation from Guru and I had to do it as an obligation. So ye etamam prapattanti tam stateva bhaja. The mood in which we chant, the meaning of chanting, we understand that deeper, that chanting will get better. So there's a litmus test every one of us. Of course, we chant every day before starting of the day, 10 offenses to avoid it. But this is also another test for each one of us to assess our quality of japa. There's a few things which I jotted down for my own reflections based on some classes I heard from Sachin Namara's, like, you know, different classes from chanting workshop. Like, you know, so if you chant good rounds, you can know your way yourself. Like the chanting happens just like this, 16 rounds. You didn't even know that, oh my God, 16 rounds already gone. And then you'll be very happy and ready for again to chanting more rounds or ready for tomorrow. Then you tend to do more rounds. Then your reading and hearing will get better. Your decision-making skills will become sharp. And your relationship with Krishna will reflect in other devotees, our relationship, how they interact with us. And then we'll develop a genuine service attitude. And then the strength and relationship between soul and super soul. That means there is a connection established. And even though super soul is there, but we are not aware of it. But with chanting get better and better, then we can perceive, like, you know, the connection with the super soul. In contrary, when we're doing a mechanical japa, inattentive japa, then we have to struggle to do the same thing again and again. Then there is a unforeseen problems happens. There's a lot of stumbling blocks, especially in the path of bhakti. And then there are things also, to get things done, it will take longer. And then how different people interact with us also reflect in our chanting. Because why? Our chanting and relationship with Krishna, Sambandha, is not very clear. So because it's based on many conditions, Krishna is then everybody's heart. So naturally, that relationship also reflects based on the bad japa. A level of tolerance will go down. And we become irritable, angry, impatient. I'm talking myself. And then we also tend to find faults with others. So there's few things we can test ourselves when we're going south. We need to pick it up ourselves and then, like, you know, redo it again. Like, you know, when you have GPS, when you're driving to different location, then when you lost, try to connect you back. Same thing here. So people do mistake. No one is perfect. That's just to understand that. But as long as we're trying our best, so things will get better. And then the last thing which I wanted to say, the priest said, the final, they said, they're talking about chanting. That's the most auspicious activity. And we can thus partially understand your supernatural position. Translation, he's just saying that. So what does that mean? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva sakti tatrarpita nimita smaranena kalaha etat tavak an bhagavan mamapi dutaivam ihatani nanuragaha. Oh my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benedictions upon living entities. And therefore, you have thousands and millions of names like Krishna, Govinda. These transcendental names, you have missed all your transcendental energies, and there is no hard and fast rule for chanting these holy names. Holy names, but I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that. And as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have imbibed it. Let's talk about a couple of minutes. What does it mean? So he invested all his energies in holy names. So Krishna, as he said, he has unlimited energies. Unlimited energies. Some of them, I can just say it. Satya Sankalpa Shakti, Vibhuta Shakti, Aishwarya Shakti, Kala, Sri, Pusti, Jira, Kanti, Urja, Vidya, Vladani, Samvid, Sandhini, Chit Shakti, Prashekatnika Shakti, Avanatna Shakti, Yoga Maya, Mahamaya. They're like that. You can name it. There's so many Shaktis. So Krishna, Vishnu, when he does different kind of Leelas, he used this Shaktis for different purposes at different times, different extent. But when it comes to Krishna as Sampurna Avatar, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he used all these energies. In other words, not all energies at the same time. Like when he comes as Narsingadev, he uses some of these energies. When he comes as Ram, he uses some of these energies. When Krishna comes himself, he uses all his energies, but not all at the same time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Avatar, who is magnanimous, he said he invested all these energies, the fullest, in the holy name. When we say holy name, Krishna is non-different. The Krishna sound, vibration is non-different. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. But how many of us remember this on a daily basis? We chant, we take things granted. But all these energies, when Krishna exhibits different times, are invested in this holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So even this priest, along with King Navi, praying to Vishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, glorifying the holy name in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are so fortunate. But at the same time, no taste. Because why? We have our own conceptions. Everything, I, me, mine. Everything, wherever you go, whatever we do, I, me, mine. As long as we do that, even though we practice in devotional service, reading Bhagavatam, doing everything, but still, the kleshas, anattas, aparadha. Radha means Radharani, auspicious. Aparadha, which is not that Radha, aparadha. these offenses will take us away. That's one of the reasons devotees sometimes struggle. But however, any japa is better than no japa. Bad japa, there's no such bad japa, but however, just to communicate, we say the japa which is not desirable, avoiding. So that's called bad japa. But if you do replace with the good japa, then things happen. So that's what the conclusion of this phrase by this priest. And that continue for some more. And then I'll just end the class here. So just to conclude what we discussed. So we discussed about the King Nabi and the priest are praying to Lord for the son. And then the Lord said, there is nobody like me, then I will become your son. So then he came as Lord Rishabhadev. We talked about the meaning of Puranas. We talked about different avatars. So Rishabhadev is also called Manmanth avataras. He is also called Leela avataras. He also talked about study of philosophy. Adhikar, Jiva Goswami explained, Samanda Abhideya Prayojana. We also talked about, I also explained my own experience in a person like me. You can have little experience. All of us have the similar experiences. But if you pay attention, if you pay our heart while we do it, things will reveal. And then only through Pratha Bhakti, you can understand. And then we also talked about the holy name, all energies, and how they invested. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invested all of that in the holy name. And then at the end, so devotion service, just to come, he said, the practice of bhakti should be a reference point. I'm not competition to anybody and nobody is competition to me. I'm not here to prove anything. I'm only here to prove to myself. Everybody has their own royal route, path, the path of back to Godhead. So there is no competition. So if somebody does well, wonderful. So I can only take inspiration, but I can only challenge myself. I can only challenge myself to do better compared to myself what I did yesterday. And then willing to do the same thing for 2 months. And then like that, I can get better. And then I cannot change the world. I can only change my mindset, myself. So by changing myself means changing my consciousness. How does that change? Conscious. So that's called desire. So through desire, we came to this material world. You want to separately enjoy from God. That's the reason we came to this material world. The same desire, when we spiritualize, will take us back to spiritual path. So that starts with Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Krishyam Indriya Sevan Mukohi Jishwado Swayam Eva Spirat Adha. Prabhupada explained about this verse in the book. Says Sevan Mukohi Sevan Mukhe Sevan Mukohi Jishwado. That means the only way engaging our senses to please the Krishna senses. To start with holy name. That's what start with holy name. That is the best. And then bhakti process revolutionary is also revolutionary. Bhakti invoking the spiritual world within our heart. Then we can experience Krishna. So having said that, I will end my whatever I wanted to share. So giving back to Master Zia Prabhu, who are coordinating. If you have any questions, comments, or corrections, please forgive me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Danvat Pranam. Very nice class, Prabhuji. Could you please explain once again the Tushti, Pushti, and some Pushti again? I was very not clear on that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Prabhu. What's your name?
Praveen Govindadas from Charlotte.
Okay, thank you. See, material way when we are hungry, when we eat food. So when you eat food, whatever the food you like it. So what happens? Prabhupada said the food should be hot, should be tasty, it should be hygienic. So that whatever the food we eat, that's what we become. Same thing in spiritual path. So what is the food for us, soul? It's very subjective. But what I'm explaining is holy name, association, reading, serving, sharing. So this is how we feed ourselves. Soul. Soul is hankering for that, not the name, fame, power, influence, or diamonds, or money, or this and that. That has nothing to do with soul. Soul have seen all of them. So now, when we chant, read, hear all those things, what's supposed to happen? Tushti, pushti, samtushti. So it's nourishment. So whatever the services are chanting or devotions of I'm doing, it nourish me. Me as a soul. But if my thought process is janasya mohoyam ahamamit, I mean mine, I may get name, I may get fame, I may get power, people understand, I can sing better, like, you know, quote so many slokas. But what happens? There is no satisfaction. There is no samtushti. There is no pushti. Spiritual strength, I'll become weak. Spiritually, I'll become weak. So that's the reason it is explained in Sandarbhas, Jiva Goswami explained. These three are very important. These are litmus tests for us. So sadhaka states, we have to pay attention. The quality of chanting, quality of relationships, putting the Krishna center. Then these three things automatically happens. Pushti, pushti, samtushti. Nourishment, strength, satisfaction. What is the object of this? Object of these three is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Rupa Goswami explains. That is the conclusion of that. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. To make that happen, we need to pay attention to these three Prabhu, so it will help us. I hope I address your question.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanu pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for the very practical class and how we need to make sure that we can also focus on our chanting.
Mataji, your voice is very feeble. We cannot hear you. At least I cannot hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Is it better?
A little better.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class and for very, very practical class, actually. You two explained exactly how we should be chanting and how that affects everything else in our day-to-day life. So thank you so much for sharing your practical realizations, and I'll try to improve on my chanting too. Haribo.
Haribo. Thank you very much. Is also for my own self, yes, reminding myself. So I don't know how many people remember this class for how long, but when I share, it's an opportunity for me to show to my Guru and Krishna what I learned, and so that remains in me for a long time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I am. I really appreciate a couple of things you said that kind of were practical instructions for me. When you said read in the mood to share with others, I thought that was wonderful because we read so much and we take it, absorb it, and we're so happy about it. But if we read with the mind to share that with others, then we. At least I would look at it from a different perspective and a wider perspective. So I really appreciate you making that comment, giving that instruction. And I also I haven't heard, I think you mentioned that devotees have maybe heard this before, but the Lord gives experience first and then the test. Mm-hmm. Do you mind just saying a little bit more about that? I've never heard that before and I like that.
That's good. So this is not in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it has actually been revelation of devotees. So there are certain things we say, like, you know, based on experiences. So what it says is that when you go to class, college or university, what they do, they have the curriculum first. That means you read a theory, and at the end, they test you based on what you understand. So then the grade, then you get A plus, pass or fail, whatever. That's usually in general. But however, in Krishna consciousness, path of bhakti, so the first, he gives experience. So that means, I don't know what is that means chanting. Somebody said, okay, chant. Somebody says chant, read Srimad Bhagavatam. Somebody said, do deity worship, whatever it is, whatever service. I don't know what is that. First, when I started doing, it's called sankalpa. Sankalpa means intuition to start. Because my mother said, my father said, my friend said, guru said, this person, that person said. But ultimately, I had to do myself. When I do myself, I get the experience. When somebody gives a prasadam, I taste, I understand right away. But now, when we experience it, the test follows later. What to understand. Because now, reading Srimad Bhagavatam is so nice. But the test is that, what did you read? For my own karma free, or my own satisfaction, or to show that I am better reader, I understand this and that. No. Tests come later. So what do you understand from that? When Prahlad Maharaj acted this way, Dhruva Maharaj acted this way, you heard it, I understand. Now, everything I tell now, what I told others, will come back to me. The preaching is very easy. But the hard part is that when it comes back to me, how do I do what I told others? That's a test. Because telling is easy. Anybody can hear some 10 classes and read a few. And then if they know how to speak, they can speak. But a test will come. Nobody's exempted. Sitting in Vyasasana and giving Gautam class is very easy. The goodness is that I can say I failed in all the tests, most of the tests. But our master is so merciful, he will not judge based on our results. He judged based on our endeavor. The mood in which we do. Oh, Krishna, I said it. I'm sorry. So that others can do it. I also want to do it. But I'm failing it. Doesn't matter. I'm going to try again. I'm going to. How many times we fall down? When we fall down, we use the same ground to hold it and lift myself and get up. So that's the beauty of bhakti. That's his means and ends of same. That's the reason it says that. So Krishna gives experience first. And the test later.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was so helpful. And I will be more aware and look for that more in my own life. So thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the beautiful, beautiful class and very nice question answer session. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna Mataji, who is organizing? So, what is the final? So, should we end it here? Any more comments or questions? 8:18 now.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Babuji, Dandavat Pranam, Shashila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Babuji. Very, very wonderful class and very practical points. And, you said very nicely and how to apply it in the day to day life also. So, thank you so much, Babuji. For coming on the call, and if no one has questions or realizations, and then we can end now. Yeah, let's pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpataru krishna upasindhu veya pitanam pavane
वरिष्ठ की जय
ग्रंथा श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय इस ग्रेस नवीन कृष्ण प्रभु जी की जय
प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण।